Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back, folks. And Arnie Philko stayed around with the CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. Excuse me. Sinuses are acting up. But Arnie, a lot of folks are seeing on the news what's happening in Israel and in the Gaza Strip. And, we see the rockets going back. But I think a lot of people just don't really understand what the underlying issues are relative to this conflict. If you could kind of backfill that in for our listening audience.
I will certainly try, Noel. It's in many ways, it's a very complex story, and in many ways, what's happened in the last week is a simple story. Let me just first say that no matter what one's opinions are, all of us should, mourn the loss of human life on both sides, on both the Israeli and the Palestinian side. And, we don't want that, and I think everybody wants calm and peace restored to the area. But here's how I view it, and let me give you the simple first. The simple is that no country in the world, should ever face the barrage of attacks and rockets that Israel has seen the last 5 days. Over 2,000 rockets coming from Gaza have been directed towards Israeli cities, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and many other cities all over the country. I mean, a country has a right to defend itself and to protect its citizens. That is the fact of the most important responsibility of government. And Israel is doing that. I mean, it has a defense system called the Iron Dome, which, thankfully is highly effective and can stop most of these rockets, but not all of them. And, the rockets need to stop. The complex is this. The rockets are largely being done at the direction of an entity called Hamas and Islamic Jihad, which are the, basically the government of the Gazan Strip. And they saw an opportunity, a political opportunity. That is a terrible gumbo that preceded last Monday's events. Number one is the Palestinian Authority, which is the alternate somewhat form of leadership in the West Bank in that area, not Gaza, in the West Bank, canceled elections that they were supposed to hold. And I think the Hamas element saw that as an opportunity to show their strength and to show the citizens that they were going to be the people that were going to lead here. And the way, unfortunately, they did that is to take a military offensive and lob these rockets. At the same time, you've had other things that go with that. You've had in the Jerusalem area some clashes involving the old section of the city. You had literally a 60-year-old legal proceeding involving eviction in an area just near Jerusalem. You had the Israeli government has, been trying to form its own leadership after the fourth election a few weeks ago. And just a myriad of other things that occurred all at the same time. And I really do believe that Hamas saw this as a political opportunity, to make its case that they should be the leadership of the entire Palestinian population, both in Gaza and the West Bank. So Israel right now, and I get daily reports, in fact, we get almost hourly reports. I mean, Israel right now, it has not entered, as of this morning that I'm aware of, and there were some false reports, it has not entered Gaza with ground troops. But it is continuing its efforts to protect its citizens and to do its best as possible to mitigate, you know, the offensive weaponry that Hamas feels it has. Hamas, people need to understand, is a terrorist group. It is recognized globally and by the United States as a terrorist group. And, you know, I thought the House member from New Jersey who was on the House floor last night said it well, is that, look, all of us want peace. All of us, in fact, would like to see a two-state solution and Palestinians and Israelis live side by side. But let's not forget, you know, who is really, you know, sending out, you know, these rockets. It is a terrorist group. And I think it's very important for us to continue to support, you know, the strongest ally and most important ally we have in the Middle East, which is Israel. And let's try to get us back, you know, on track with a new Israeli government that hopefully will be formed. And hopefully with Palestinian leadership that wants peace, let's hope that we can get unpacked and have real discussions about how do we create a meaningful two-state solution for people to live side by side with security for all and with peace for every family.
I would agree about the two-state solution, Arnie, but it that begs of making sure that both states have stable governance. And is there really a guarantee that, I mean, obviously Israel has been able to become as forward-leaning as they are and everything else because they've had stable governance. I mean, they've had their issues like every government does as it relates to their elections and stuff, but it's, for the most part, very stable there. On the other side, though, you have these splinter groups, and I won't even call it a plurality because I don't even know what it is half the time. How do you resolve that issue? I mean, because they're fighting amongst themselves, as you just said, as whether it should be Hamas, the at one time the PLO, or whatever, who's going to be the governing authority of the other state.
No, you're 100% right. I mean, Israel has stable government. I mean, it is, you know, they don't have the form of government we do here. You know, you don't elect a president every 4 years the way we do it. Theirs is a parliamentary system, and it's a little more messy. But I am confident that Israel will form its new government.
I didn't mean to imply otherwise. I think it is totally stable, and it's why you guys have been a great ally to the U.S.
Absolutely. I mean, the concern is really on the Palestinian side. I mean, you have two competing factions politically. You have the Palestinian Authority / PLO from the past on one hand, and you have Hamas and its other related terrorist organizations on the other, and they have been fighting for control of leadership for, you know, way more than a decade. And a lot of what you see right now does stem from internal Palestinian politics here. And unfortunately, the people that are hurt by this are the citizens of Israel and the citizens within Gaza and the West Bank that are dying. Right. And that's got to stop. And I will tell you the other element that we cannot take our eye off of, all right, is Iran. Iran is sponsor and a funder of terrorist organizations from Hezbollah in Lebanon to Syria to Gaza, and the dollars that they send out are how these organizations are buying their rockets and killing people. And look, I, like everybody else, hope we can get to a position where, you know, Iran is denuclearized, but we also got to make sure that, along with that discussion, that we really are weakening Iran in terms of being able to fund and sponsor terrorism all over the region. And last thing I just want to say on that, we are in a golden era right now, you know, in the Middle East. I mean, with Israel reaching accords with, you know, the UAE and Bahrain and Morocco and existing relations with Jordan and Egypt, we have a tremendous chance to change the dynamics of the Middle East. And that's something Iran does not want. They don't want that stability. And it's incumbent upon us in the U.S. and our lawmakers in Congress and everyone else to not fall into that trap, because I really do believe that peace is possible. Even in this terrible day we're in today with what's happening, I do believe that down the road peace is possible, because you have a younger demographic all over the Middle East that may not be beholden to the past as much and wants to see, look, what you and I want to see, which is safety for our families and economic success and all of the things that make life worthwhile.
it's hard to fathom with these infiltrated groups, you know, for lack of a better term, and I'll refer to Hamas as that, that their desire in life is the, I guess, the complete and total annihilation of Jews. Is that an overstatement?
No, I don't think it's an overstatement. I mean, I think it's, we have to be careful not to generalize, you know, citizens versus government sometimes. But look, it was in the PLO charter. And I believe, you know, depending on what version you believe and who's articulating it, there is still an element that says we want to drive the Jews away from, you know, the Jordan River to the Mediterranean and wipe them out. And, you know, that we can't have that happen. And I will tell you, within the Jewish community, we have a letter going out later today, and one of the points that we're making is, you know, maybe this is a wake-up call that we can't just take Israel for granted anymore. You know, it is a country that many, many, many of us in the United States and around the world are very proud of, including myself, for what they've been able to do since being created in 1948. We can't take that for granted. And I'm just hoping that reasonable heads, you know, will eventually emerge here to do it. You know, there have been people that were reasonable and moderate, you know, people like Yitzhak Rabin and Anwar Sadat going back many years, you know, who said, we can't do this anymore the way we're doing it. We need to have peace. And unfortunately, they were assassinated because of those views. But we need courageous leaders to step up and really follow what Golda Meir, who was a prime minister of Israel many years ago, when she said, you know, there'll be peace in the Middle East when people value their sons and daughters and want them around more than they do, you know, the killing that's going on in our region. And I really believe that. And I pray and hope, Noel, that someday in my lifetime that we will be able to see that between Israel and the Palestinian community.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spending some additional time with us. Like, as you said, I try to simplify it as much as possible, but this is anything but simple. in the end.
That's for sure.
But you did a great job nonetheless. You cleared some things up for me as well. So, Arnie Philko, good luck on this project. I want to help, so anytime that y'all need to get the word out or so forth, please come back on to talk about the Ninth Ward Stadium project, and we will help you guys as much as we can in any way, shape, or form.
We'll do, Noel. We got another big community project also next month being publicly, and I'll talk to you more about that. And give my best to your friend Tommy Tucker. I heard his sign up, and he's a great guy, and I look forward to connecting with him.
I'm glad you reminded me, because I would be remiss. He wanted me to make sure to tell you hello.
You take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.